In recent years, designs mainly acoustic amplifiers based on germanium transistors have become increasingly popular among audiophiles. They are increasingly competing with tube amplifiers, even though germanium transistors are now increasingly difficult to find on the market. What is the basis of their popularity? Do germanium transistors really have their advantages? And do designs based on these elements sound better than those using silicon transistors? We will try to clarify this in this article. Germanium was the first semiconductor material used on a large scale to manufacture transistors, diodes, and other electronic components. Germanium transistors, whose production began in the 1950s, revolutionized electronics and ushered in the decline of the vacuum tube era, at least in some areas. Unlike tubes, transistors do not require heating of the cathode or the use of a high anode voltage. They are also much smaller, which has enabled the development of truly portable devices. However, germanium transistors also have their disadvantages, especially when compared to the silicon transistors that soon followed. Firstly, they are expensive because germanium is a relatively rare and difficult element to mine. It is estimated that the germanium content of the Earth's crust is around 0.007%, while silicon is around 20%. The latter is found almost everywhere, literally even under our feet. Even leaving aside the high price, we have to contend with a number of limitations when it comes to germanium semiconductor components. High temperature sensitivity. Germanium is characterized by a much smaller energy gap compared to silicon. This makes germanium components thermally unstable and easily damaged at higher temperatures, and their performance changes drastically with increasing temperature. Even when soldering germanium elements, they had to be protected from crystal heating. The temperature should not exceed 75 to 85 degrees Celsius. High reverse current. Germanium transistors and diodes have a high reverse current, which increases with increasing temperature. Low frequency of operation. Low frequency of operation, small transistor gain factor. Germanium is also very sensitive to external influences. Therefore, germanium components require a hermetic enclosure. Despite this, germanium elements are once again attracting interest among audio enthusiasts, mainly because of their supposedly specific sound. In reality, the sound itself does not depend directly on the material of the semiconductor elements. Rather, the character of the sound is due to specific distortions, a result of the way electronic circuits were designed in the old days. As with tubes, we are dealing here with a subjective assessment of sound quality. The aim is not to reproduce the sound 100% from the source, as in hi-fi equipment, but to add a certain note of nostalgia, so that the sound evokes associations with childhood or youth. Retro audio enthusiasts highly appreciate the sound of amplifiers made according to classic schemes, with transformers in the final coupling and output stages. These are the ones that, to a large extent, introduce a certain timbre to the sound. Of course, there are also amplifiers based on germanium transistors without transformers. However, due to their lower amplification factor, they are usually equipped with an additional stage that imparts the desired timbre to the sound through the introduced distortion. A typical schematic of a transformerless amplifier looks as follows. Amplifier without transformers. Source. As you can see, there is a complementary pair in front of the terminal transistors. A few days ago, there was a question on the forum why amplifiers on germanium transistors are so often made with a transformer. I already explained. In the early days of solid-state electronics, transistors were relatively expensive and their performance was very unstable. This was due to the fact that germanium is a rather capricious material and the technology for its production was not yet well developed.